You started strong. You had the plan, you had the energy, you had the outfits. And then somewhere around week two or three, the whole thing just fizzled. And instead of asking why, you did what most women do. You looked in the mirror and said, "What's wrong with me?" Nothing. Nothing is wrong with you. But you're thinking, that's a different conversation. So stick around. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 118. I'm Christine, and if you're new here, oh girl, you picked a good one to start with. Welcome to the space where we talk about toned arms and the identity it takes to actually build them. Now, if you caught last week's episode, we went deep on why you keep delaying, why you keep thinking, I'll start Monday, I'll start after the holidays, I'll start when the kids go back to school. If you haven't listened to that one yet, pause this right now and go back. It sets up everything that we're doing today, because today is part two. So last week was about why you don't start. Today is about what happens after you do. You took the action, you signed up for the program, you bought the equipment, you committed to showing up, and it felt good, really good. You had that spark, that this time is different energy, and then slowly, almost without you noticing, that spark started to dim. Today, we're going to talk about what enthusiasm actually is, why it disappears, and I promise you the reason is not what you think, and how to use the think, feel, act cycle to stop the downward spiral before it tanks your progress. Can I be honest with you about something slightly embarrassing? I was deep in prep for a fitness competition. I was 12 weeks out. I had the coach. I had the meal plan, the training splits. I was all in. And I genuinely felt like a different person those first few weeks. I was up early. I was hitting my sessions, weighing my chicken, drinking my water. And I felt like I had finally cracked the code. And then around week five or six, something shifted. I was standing in my kitchen at 6 a.m. staring at yet another container of plain grilled chicken and steamed broccoli. And I thought, oh, I cannot do this anymore. I am so sick of this food. I don't want to do cardio today. I don't want to do cardio tomorrow. I don't even want to think about cardio. The excitement I had at the start, gone. And in its place was this heavy, exhausted, slightly resentful feeling. And my brain immediately went to, something must be wrong with me. I signed up for this. I wanted this. So why does it feel so hard to keep going? So I want you to think about a time you felt that exact thing. You signed up for something, a new workout program, a challenge, a coaching package. You bought the equipment. You told your friends. You felt that little rush of, this is it. And then a few weeks in, the rush was gone. And you started asking yourself, why do I always do this? Why can't I just stay consistent? Why does everyone else seem to keep going when I always seem to stop? Well, here's what I want you to hear, because I need you to actually receive this. There is nothing wrong with you, but there is something very wrong with the story you've been telling yourself about why the enthusiasm disappears. So here's what most women believe. They believe enthusiasm fades because the goal stops being exciting, because the program gets hard, because life gets busy, because they're just not a motivated person. They treat motivation like it's a finite resource, like a phone battery. And once it's drained, you just wait around hoping someone plugs you back in. But that's not how any of this works. Enthusiasm is not a thing you have or don't have. It's a feeling. And like every feeling you've ever experienced, it's created by your thoughts, not in the program, not in the goal, not in how many weeks out you are from competition or your vacation or your reunion, by your thoughts about those things. When you signed up and you felt that rush of excitement, here's what was happening in your brain. This is going to work. I'm finally going to do this. I can't wait to get started. This time is different. Those thoughts created enthusiasm, full stop, which means when the enthusiasm starts to slip, your thoughts have started to slip. Not your discipline, not your genetics, not your willpower, your thoughts. Back to me, week 5 of competition prep, standing in my kitchen with my chicken. My thoughts had quietly shifted from, I've got this, I'm doing this thing, I'm becoming someone who competes, to, I am so tired of this food. This is miserable. What was I thinking? Other competitors make this look so easy. Maybe I'm just not built for this level of commitment. I didn't notice the shift. I just noticed the feeling. And then I acted from that feeling, right? I started cutting corners, skipping the second cardio session, telling myself a little extra peanut butter wouldn't matter. And every time that I did that, I had more evidence that I was failing, which made me feel worse, which made me act worse. The think, feel, act cycle was working perfectly, just in a completely wrong direction. Here's the part that nobody in the fitness world wants to talk about. We love to celebrate the start, right? The before photo, the I signed up post, the new gym selfie, but nobody talks about week 4, week 5, week 6, when the shine is gone and the work is still there. When the alarm goes off at 5:30 a.m. and your brain has roughly 47 reasons why today is a bad day to work out. I had a client recently who came to me frustrated. She had invested in herself. She was showing up. She was doing the work. And then she said something that, I mean, it just literally stopped me cold. She said, Christine, it's like I'm grasping for something that isn't there anymore. I had it in the beginning and now I just can't find it. And every time this happens, I give up and I move on to the next thing. And she had a trail of half-finished programs, abandoned goals, and fitness plans that started strong and just petered out. And she had spent years believing that meant something permanent about who she was, that she was the kind of woman who starts things and doesn't finish them, right? And you might be sitting there nodding right now because that sentence probably lives rent-free in your head too. But here's what I told her, and here's what I want to tell you. That story you've been telling yourself, I'm the kind of woman who doesn't follow through, it's not a personality trait. It's not a character flaw. And it's not genetics. It's a thought you've thought so many times, it feels fact. And the dangerous thing about a thought that feels like fact is that it shapes every single action you take without you even realizing it. When you believe you're someone who doesn't follow through, what do you do when things get hard? You stop, because stopping feels like evidence you were right about yourself. But here's the truth about what was happening with my client and what happens with almost every woman I work with. She didn't lose enthusiasm because she's undisciplined. She lost enthusiasm because when she hit difficulty, a missed workout, a week where progress felt slow, a moment where it all felt harder than expected, she made it mean something terrible about herself. She turned a normal, expected, completely human part of change into proof that she was broken. And once she believed she was broken, her thoughts shifted. And once her thoughts shifted, her feelings shifted. And once her feelings shifted, her actions shifted. And suddenly she was proving herself right. The think, feel, act cycle is always running. The question is just which direction it's spinning. So let's make this really practical for you. You're 3 weeks into a new arm routine. You've been consistent, and then you had a hard week. You missed two workouts. You eat off plan a few times. You look in the mirror and feel like you're back at square one. Here's what most women do. They make it mean everything. I can't do this. I never stick with anything. What's the point? And that thought spiral is what kills consistency. Not the missed workouts, not the food, the story you tell about what those things mean about you. The woman who eventually has the toned arms she's proud of, she missed workouts too. She had weeks where she felt completely over it. The difference is she didn't let those moments rewrite her identity. She thought, oh, this is a hard week. Hard weeks happen. I'm still someone who shows up. Same circumstance, completely different thought, completely different outcome. So I want to go back to that competition prep story for a second, because there's a part I left out. Around week six, when I was standing there with my chicken and my spiral of, I can't do this, I had a choice. And I didn't know at the time that it was a choice, because I hadn't yet understood how the think, feel, act cycle works. I just knew something had to change. And here's what I realized. The goal hadn't changed. The program hadn't changed. My body hadn't stopped responding. My thoughts had changed, right? That was it. Now, I want to be clear about something. Understanding that your thoughts create your feelings is not the same as being able to just think happy thoughts and skip off into the sunset. Because here's what happens when most women first hear this concept. They get it intellectually. Yes. Okay. My thoughts affect my feelings. That makes sense. And then they try to apply it and it feels impossible. And then they say, this doesn't work for me. It's too abstract. It's not practical. And I have to laugh a little, because that thought, this isn't practical, that's also a thought. And it's creating doubt. It's like handing someone a bicycle and saying, here, this will help you get to where you're going. And they sit on it once, wobble, get off, and say, bikes don't work for me. Girl, you haven't learned to ride yet. Okay, that's different. Women have been trained to treat difficulty like a verdict. Hard workout week, guilty. Missed a session, guilty. And you've been sentencing yourself ever since. We've been trained by diet culture, by fitness culture, by every before and after photo we've ever seen to believe that if it's hard, we're failing. That if we're not feeling motivated, we should quit until the motivation comes back. That struggle means we're doing it wrong. And that belief has cost you more progress than any missed workout ever could. So here's what the naturally toned woman knows that most women don't. Difficulty is not a sign that something's gone wrong. It's exactly what's supposed to happen when you are building something new. Your brain is literally forming new neural pathways when you build a new habit. That process is uncomfortable. It's supposed to be. It means it's working. The women who have built the arms they're proud of didn't find a secret to avoiding discomfort. They learned to stop making discomfort mean they were failing. That shift, that one tiny but massive shift, is what separates the women who restart forever from the women who actually transform. So here's what I want you to start doing this week, not Monday, this week. When something feels hard, when your enthusiasm dips, when you miss a session or eat off plan or just feel completely over it, instead of asking, what's wrong with me? Ask this. What am I thinking right now? And is that thought actually true? Not to force yourself into fake positivity, but to get honest about the story you're telling yourself. Because the truth is, you are not someone who can't follow through. You are someone who hasn't yet learned to keep going when the initial excitement fades. And listen, that is a skill, and skills can be built. You're not broken. You are in the learning part. And the learning part is exactly where transformation happens. So I want you to stop for a second, not when you get in the car, not when you do the dishes later, right now. Think about the last time your enthusiasm for something slipped away. Maybe it was a workout program. Maybe it was a nutrition plan. Maybe it was this podcast and you took a few weeks off. What did you make that mean about you? I want you to really look at that, because that story, whatever you told yourself about what your inconsistency meant, that story is the thing that's keeping you stuck. Not your arms, not your age, not your schedule, the story. What would change if you decided the story wasn't true? Here's what I know for sure after years of coaching women, competing, struggling, starting over, and finally figuring out what actually works. Motivation was never the point. The women who built toned arms don't feel motivated every day. They don't wake up excited to lift every session. They don't always want to make the nourishing choice. They just stopped waiting for the feeling to show up before they took the action. That is the identity shift. That is what it means to become a naturally toned woman. You don't need to feel enthusiastic every day. You need to keep going on the days that you don't. The think, feel, act cycle is always running. You can either let it run on autopilot, spinning you into doubt and defeat every time something gets hard, or you can start to steer it. Noticing your thoughts is how you grab the wheel. You're not too old. You're not too far gone. You are not the kind of woman who can't do this. You are a woman who is still figuring out how. And that is not a flaw. That is just where you are right now. We've got to keep going. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask you something. If this episode hit you, if something I said made you go, oh, that's me, don't keep it to yourself. Women who are changing their lives don't just listen quietly. They engage, they speak up, they follow through. So if this podcast has been helping you see yourself differently, I want you to take 2 minutes and leave a review. Not for me, but for the woman who feels exactly like you did before you found this. And as a thank you, I'm gifting a $100 gift card to one of you who leaves a review this month. All you have to do is leave the review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Take a screenshot and send it to me at Christine@ChristineRucker.com. This is your moment to stop being a silent listener and start being a woman who shows up. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.